Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt again this week. And you know, it's not officially summer, but it certainly feels like it. So we need to get ready for summer. And on the line with us right now is Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Kevin Most joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Wendy. I thought Memorial Day was the start. You can start wearing white belts and stuff like that, can't you?
You know, I did wear my white pants on Memorial Day, the Friday of. So, yes, I think it officially kicks off, is it June 21st or something like that?
Yeah, I
think so. But
yep.
I'll take it. And we really have to worry about our skin. I had a dear friend who had melanoma, and he passed away from it. It went unnoticed. It moves quickly, and I'm telling you, we all grew up, we at a certain age all grew up dousing ourselves in either baby oil or wearing nothing as a way to protect our skin from sun damage. And we're the people that are getting this, aren't we?
Really are. You know, individuals who had bad burns when they were young, which is exactly the baby boomer kind of people right now, because sunblock really was around but not used that often. So we do expect to see a big bump up now in melanoma cases. And like you said, it can be deadly. However, I don't want people to be totally afraid of it, because if we find it early enough, it's pretty much, I don't want to say curable, but we really have a lot more ways to treat it as long as we can identify it early.
So would you say it is super important for people to get a yearly skin check from a dermatologist? Because I go regularly now.
100%. You know, if you find a good dermatologist, latch onto them, because they're difficult to find because there's a shortage of dermatologists. Now, certainly your primary care doctor should be doing a good skin exam as well, but a dermatologist uses other techniques to really look for it, documents moles that they're concerned about and that they're going to follow up with, and really just will talk to you more about skin care and skin health. But, you know, people say, if I ask you what's the largest organ in your body, people say, oh, it's got to be your liver, when in fact, no, the largest organ in your body is your skin, and yet we really don't take as good a care of it as we should.
I have a redhead who is now 24, and I slathered that kid in sunscreen so much because he's very fair-complected. My other son is 20, and he tans, so I didn't slather him as much. What is the age where we can start putting that SPF? Because is it 6 months?
Yeah, so really, any child under 6 months should not be out in direct sunlight at all. So anybody who's had a baby recently, oh, it's a nice day, let's go out, make sure that they're covered, make sure they're, you know, in a stroller that's covered. They should not be in direct sunlight. And then after 6 months, start to put that on. But like you said, you know, your redheaded son here, we look at people who are high-risk individuals, somebody with light skin color, blonde hair, red hair, skin that burns easily. Those are the kids that we really are the most concerned about, and they really need to be taught the importance of it, because sometimes, like, I don't want to put that stuff on, and you just kind of have to somehow get across to them the importance of making sure that they protect that skin.
Can I be honest with you, Dr. Most, and I'm not the only one who's going to say this, I don't like getting my hands all greasy, and my kids don't either, so we have moved into the spray sunscreen. Is that as effective? Obviously, it's better than nothing.
Absolutely. So they're really good spray screens made right now with SPF, you know, 50. So you can definitely do that. And I'll tell you, there's another company, and I don't get paid by any of these companies, but there's a company called Color Science, which has a powdered sunblock. So it's great. A lot of people who play golf use it because they don't want to get their hands all, like you said, oily and greasy.
Yeah.
It's dry. It just goes on. It's just a powdered makeup essentially. That's a great sunblock. So absolutely, the spray-ons are perfect. And make sure you use enough of it. That's probably the biggest thing, is that when we apply sunblock, we try to use just a little dainty amount, when in fact, we should be using, you know, much more than we use.
And you have to reapply. That's something I am not as good at as I should be. Like if you go swimming or you're out running and sweating, you have to reapply this, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. There's two things that's interesting about sunblock. One is the reapplying, and there's reasons for it because it will, you know, essentially wear off. But I think the other thing that's most important, and people don't understand it, is they get outside, they get to that picnic, they get to the parade, they get to the golf course, oh, let's put sunblock on. No, you have to put it on 15 to 30 minutes before sun exposure for it to work maximally. So when you get up in the morning, especially in the summer, take a shower, put sunblock on your face immediately in the morning. And really, at least you know that you have your base put on, you know, at that time. But people who wait till they're outside already, you've already lost the opportunity to protect your skin for those first 10, 15 minutes.
That is great advice. And SPF, if it's like an SPF 50, does that mean you can stay out 50 times longer without getting burned? What does that mean exactly?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
that
no,
is
no.
It?
You hit it right on head. If you went out right now, how long would it take your skin to get red? So if it's, you know, 10 minutes, you wear SPF of 50, now you can go 500 minutes. So you take the amount of time it would take your skin to get red, multiply it by the SPF, and that's how long you're protected for.
All
so
right.
People say, well, then why would I wear an SPF of 50? That protects me all day. The reapplying is the biggest part that comes on. It's going to protect you well, but you still are going to have to reapply.
All right. That is really good to know, because I just buy like SPF 50, and I'm telling you, I wore SPF 4, if anything, when I used to just lay out in the sun all day as a teenager.
Yep.
So I'm the one that needs to get checked, and you listeners, too, if you had how many... I probably had 20 sunburns. So, I mean, these does it come out later? Like, am I pretty much okay since I wear sunscreen now? Or is the damage already done? Or no, it isn't?
The damage is already done, yep. So what you need now is just to look at those moles and know what to look for on each of those specific moles. You know, there's a, I don't want to say a science to it, but there's easily a way that we can identify melanomas without even going to the dermatologist in some cases, and it's really important to know what to look for.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then will you tell us what we should be looking for?
Absolutely.
Awesome. He's Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. And Dr. Most, we were talking about skin cancer and melanoma, and if caught early, it can be controlled. I don't know. I don't want to give the wrong information.
No. Yeah, it's it can be removed.
Okay.
For one thing, so it's surgically removed. You've probably heard of people called Mohs surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
They will go in and remove that cancer and take as much skin, healthy skin, as they need to make sure that it's totally gone. And then also, over the past 10 years, we've really realized the importance of immunotherapy with melanoma, where actually a vaccine is made, because melanoma, unfortunately, will leave that skin area and go to other parts of your body. So now you have to say, okay, how can I teach the body to go out and find those cells and take care of them and knock them out? So immunotherapy has worked great. And really, it does come down to, can we find it early enough that it hasn't metastasized, that it hasn't moved from that skin area to other parts of the body, is where we're seeing the biggest results of lifetime expectancy being way up.
And what are we looking for?
Okay, so, you know, there's three types of cancers mainly, right? Squamous cell, basal cell, and melanoma. Basal cell, you know, little pearly little dots often on your face and hands. Squamous cell is more of an irritated part, but really the ones that we're the most concerned about, obviously, is the melanoma. And it's a simple acronym, A, B, C, D, E. So the first A, the A is for asymmetry. If you take any mole and you cut it in half, the sides should look alike, whether it's oval, whether it's round, but it really should be very symmetrical. In melanomas, we see that they're not symmetrical. The edges are off, and it's not a simple round or oval-shaped mole. The B stands for border. The borders are irregular. Most moles will have a very distinct border, and you can see where it ends and see where it stops. And then the color. Melanoma is various colors. They can be multiple different colors in the same mole, where most moles are one color pretty consistently. And then D, diameter. If it's bigger than a pencil eraser, then we get concerned. And then E, probably the biggest one, is evolving. This is a mole that continues to change, versus many moles are going to stay stable and stay the exact same size and not change at all. So it's really A, B, C, D, E, very easy to remember and exactly what you need to look for. Either you or a loved one, because you can't see your back lot of people laid on their stomach when they were tanning, so you can't see your back, you can't see the back of your legs. So getting into the dermatologist or teaching you and your spouse or your loved one, hey, these are the A, B, C, D, and D's what we're looking for. What do we see?
And I don't mean to be an alarmist, but you have to look at your feet too, because I just know Bob Marley, that's where he got melanoma, and we tend to overlook like your toes and stuff.
Absolutely. You know, your toes and even under your nails of your toe. If you see a black mark under your nail and you're like, I don't remember hitting that, that's very concerning. So make sure you definitely get in there. But like you said, even the bottom of your feet, which, you know, is difficult to look at if you're not real flexible, but also another thing that got a lot of sun exposure. People rarely will put sunblock on their feet when they, even if they're going to go outside. They're thinking more about their face and their arms and sometimes even their legs, but they never get to their feet. So you're absolutely right that skin is everywhere, obviously, mm-hmm. and a melanoma can come up anywhere.
I heard it's the largest organ in the body.
See, you learned something today.
I did.
Monday morning, you're done.
All right, we have 1 minute left. What do we need to know about tick bites?
Well, you know, obviously people get concerned about Lyme disease, and it's really something that we should know, especially this time of the year. And we expect, because of the way the weather has been, that tick counts will be way up. So certainly, if you go out into a heavily wooded area or you're out for a walk into a field that where deer are present, or at least in that area, look after you're done to see if you have any ticks on you. And if you do, just remove them. Pick them as close to the head as possible to remove them, but also then look for any signs and symptoms of Lyme disease, which can include anything as simple as fatigue and malaise and kind of feeling tired and a fever, but also that bullseye rash is what we look for. And again, this is another one where if we find it early, we can treat you with antibiotics and you don't have to worry about the chronic Lyme disease, which many people have had. So certainly one of the most important things as far as you know, biting insects is going to be Lyme disease, and really is for those individuals who are outside.
Because of you, we are all going to have a great summer now, Dr. Kevin Most.
I hope so.
Thank you so very much. Talk to you next week.
You got it. Sounds great. Thanks, Wendy.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital.